Tiger Philosophy Lesson 125. What did these 10 days of isolation do to me? Day of arrival, I took a refuge in Sila, morality, Samadhi, mastery, and Panya, wisdom. First day, I set to practice morality. Not to lie, not to kill, not to steal, not to intoxicate myself, and not to have any sexual misconduct. To my surprise, whenever I closed my eyes, my mind only dwelled toward sex, 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 and more sex. Second day, I set to practice morality. Strangely, yet another feeling had added, namely of aggression now. I was thinking of sex combined with aggression. Third day, I set to practice morality. I had a strong urge to kill and destroy everything which even took breath in my direction. Fourth day, I set to practice samadhi, to get mastery over my mind, and I was thinking again only about sex. I was not experiencing any high state of consciousness, but instead only experiencing pornographic images. Fifth day, I felt a tremendous sadness and a hollowness and a meaningfulness in all my activities. I cried the tears of no reason. Sixth day, I wanted to leave this prison and madness. I had packed my bag and was determined to fight my way out. But then I noticed an ant which was still struggling to pull one dry leaf, which it was trying to pull for previous 3 hours. This gave me motivation to continue. Seventh day, I was full of determination, full of hope, but soon I felt depressed and frustrated again after sitting for 13 hours while feeling severe pain on all my body and still not feeling of ecstasy. Eighth day, I cannot really recall anymore, but I remember thinking about my tiger philosophy, the meaning of sadness. Ninth day, something changed when I sat down. I sat for hours and hours, focused and alert, observing any changes in the physical body. The body was in much pain as I was observing this pain. I felt the separation from the pain like looking at you from the perspective of I. There was a stillness and a silence in which I heard the light sing and I saw the sound dancing. Tenth day, I was in deep pain, again not because of the physical pain, but of such short meeting with this feeling of ecstasy. Experience of sadness in which I experienced higher part of me, but I had to deal with this mundane normal truth again. 11th day, everything was over again, and I was happy that this madness stopped till I will start it again next time. Everybody asked me, what did you gain of it? I said I did not gain anything. I did lose something, that is my interest in all which is not. Experiencing reality as it is, not as I would like it to be.